Hello, this is Daryl Kessel with today's podcast. Today is Monday, September 9th, 2013, and I have been in Syria a long time, talking about Syria for several podcasts now, but it is the most important story in the world, and so we continue there. Today, President Obama went to the G20 summit to persuade the nations of the G20, the 20 largest economies in the world, to side with him and support him in his desire for a military strike against Syria, but it seems he was largely unsuccessful. If the proposed attack against Syria is to save President Obama's credibility, and thus America's credibility, it is probably too late to accomplish that. The NSA spying scandal has upset the BRIC nations so much that it is them, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, that have closed their ears in resentment for having been spied on by the NSA for so long. The European Union and the individual European Union nations, except possibly France, which wants to side with Mr. Obama but wants to see the evidence first. So far, it has not seen any evidence, because no evidence has been presented except a few pictures. They do not support President Obama. Meanwhile, Mr. Putin and Russia have emerged from the meeting as the voice of reason and the voice most listened to in the world. In the early 90s, Russia was a broken and failed state begging for handouts from the West. But in 5 years, President Obama has elevated Vladimir Putin to one of the most admired and listened to leaders on earth. Here's a quote from Victor Davis Hanson of the National Review Online. Quote, his inclination is to damn strongmen, blame others for his self-inflicted errors, and spike the ball when he should keep quiet and become modest, i.e. the bin Laden raid. After 5 years of this, the world has caught on and sees juvenile and narcissistic petulance in lieu of statesmanship. And unfortunately, a sinister Putin takes great delight in reminding 7 billion people of this fact almost daily. In terms of geostrategic clout, Obama has nullified the power of his 11 aircraft carrier battle groups. Putin, through his shrewd insight and ruthless calculation of human nature, has added 5 where they didn't exist. Okay, Mr. Hanson says, Putin has added 5 aircraft carriers where they didn't exist, and Mr. Obama has nullified 11. Mr. Hanson, however, believes that a yes vote from Congress would be better than a no vote, because it would preserve some of Obama's credibility and thus some of America's credibility. I disagree with this line of reasoning. How can America's credibility be preserved by green lighting another act of immoral aggression? Wouldn't the credibility of America be better preserved if we did the right thing for once? Political power is just the legalized privilege of using brute force against those who have not harmed you. It corrupts the mind and the morals of men. Even the progressive groups are not with the president this time. 73% of MoveOn.org's 8 million members are against him. Move On is in the process of a petition drive against the strike. Here's a quote from Move On's statement on the subject. We will mobilize to make sure our members and allies' voices are heard in Washington, and will work to prevent this nation from getting on slippery slope to another ill-advised and unnecessary war. We will join with allies in holding national days of action, urge Move On members to contact their members of Congress to have their voices heard, and use a variety of other tactics, including paid media. Well, here you have it. Everybody is against it. Everybody except President Obama and John Kerry and a few of their cronies in the U.S. Senate. It seems no one wants this strike, but the president doesn't care. He moves on, if you will pardon the pun. When Move On is against you, brother, I guess you better move on. President Obama is having trouble presenting the evidence in a convincing manner, because there is no evidence to present, evidence of a chemical attack, but not of who did it, who supplied it, etc. Not enough to go on, not enough to make war on, Not by a long shot, folks. That's the way I see it. Monday, September 9th, 2013. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.